Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, April 1st, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. TSMC plans to invest $100 billion over the next 3 years to expand its chip fabrication capacity. The company already announced a record capital expenditure of as much as $28 billion this year, and it's unclear how TSMC will finance the move. The U.S. Pentagon announced Microsoft won a contract to build at least 120,000 custom HoloLens augmented reality headsets for the U.S. Army, which could be worth up to $21.88 billion over the next 10 years. For the Army, Microsoft calls it the Integrated Visual Augmented System, or IVAS, and it can display a map and a compass, use thermal imaging to reveal people in the dark, and assist with aiming. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that in the next several months, Apple may make an announcement for a mixed reality headset. If so, it would be Apple's first major new device since the Apple Watch in 2015. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority launched a second-phase investigation into Facebook's acquisition of Giphy after Facebook declined to offer concessions to address the regulator's initial antitrust concerns. The investigation will run through September 15th. Instagram launched a new feature called Remix that lets users record their Reels video alongside a video from another user, similar to TikTok's popular Duets feature. Remix has been in public testing, and some Instagram users may already have access. Discord introduced stage channels across all platforms, which, unlike the app's existing voice channels, are designed to only let certain people talk at once to a group of listeners. Stage channels can only be created on community servers. Casio unveiled its first G-Shock rugged smartwatch, the $700 GSW H1000, arriving in mid-May. It features a dual-layer display with an always-on LCD to display the time, combined with a regular full-color LCD, offering shock and water resistance, GPS, and a claimed 1.5 days of battery life using that color LCD. Google confirmed it will not exhibit at this year's Mobile World Congress, citing its COVID-19 travel restrictions and protocols. It joined similar announcements from Nokia, Ericsson, Sony, and Oracle. Lamborghini added Alexa integration to its Huracan Evo, with the virtual assistant able to adjust car settings as well as standard voice assistant functions, with existing Huracan Evo customers able to get cars retrofitted with the assistant. In a similar move, Fiat announced 3 new special edition Fiat 500s with extensive Hey Google branding that support users monitoring and controlling certain aspects of the car remotely through Google's digital assistant on their phone or Google Nest Hub. The retro console maker Analog announced its Pocket mobile console is delayed and will now ship in October 2021, offering refunds to customers who wish to cancel a pre-order. The company cited sudden and severe electrical component shortages, as well as logistical issues, leading to a domino effect of challenges for nearly everyone in the industry. Bloomberg sources say NBC Universal is considering pulling movies from HBO Max and Netflix and debut new film releases on Peacock. Current deals have Universal Pictures movies available on HBO Max about 9 months after a theatrical window, with animated movies from Illumination Entertainment available on Netflix, but those deals expire at the end of 2021. Google will limit what apps can use the Query All Packages permission, which gives visibility into all installed apps on a device on Android 11 and newer. As of May 5th, apps will have to justify why a less intrusive method of app visibility cannot be used when submitting apps to the Play Store, with exemptions for device search, antivirus, file managers, and browser apps. The Chinese outlet Henan Television reports that private chat groups on the messaging app QQ are selling access to videos from home security cameras and secretly installed cameras in hotels, fitting rooms, and beauty salons across China, with Guangdong, Hunan, and Hubei provinces the most prominent sources. The groups are also selling access credentials to bundles of home and hotel camera live feeds, priced starting at 70 yuan, about 11 US dollars. The publisher of PUBG Lite announced the game is no longer available for download and will shut down the game's servers on April 29th. The game initially launched 2 years ago with much lower hardware requirements than the standard version of PUBG, but did not offer crossplay. Microsoft ended support for the Cortana app on iOS and Android globally on March 31st. Lists, reminders, and other content created in the apps are still accessible on Cortana for Windows, with lists and reminders also automatically synced to the Microsoft To-Do app. And finally, in what is apparently not an April Fool's joke, the toy maker Funko acquired a majority stake in the NFT startup TokenWave, with plans to combine Funko Pop vinyl figures with digital tokens using the Wax platform. The first NFTs will arrive in June, with Funko offering a new one each week starting at $10, with rare tokens tied to exclusive Funko Pop figures. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.